got to do something.
We were analyzing at the end as we were walking out, the Colson's main point that his intelligence from out there is a mean, he's just livid with rage because of the town press conference and all. And that on the basis, he may use that as an excuse to on the basis, pull out, even the executive council and pull out of the paperwork. Colson says, he needn't rush. He says, he'll have that opportunity frequently. He said, you can assure him that any time he kicks the president around, he'll hear the same kind of thing from me. Yeah, and he just, bland, straightforward, you kick the president around, I'm going to kick you around. Apparently one answer he gave, which is beautiful, that I heard maybe even someone told you, but they said, what do you think about the meaning pay raise or something? He says, well, if President Meany decides to raise his salary from $70,000 a year to $90,000 a year, that's a matter for him to deal with in his own conscience. There he is. Well, the way it came out is that there's firm agreement that there should be no move to martyr meaning or to push him off the board or to fire him from the board. That it is to our interest, if at all possible, for him to stay on the board, regardless of whether he cooperates or not. It's Conley's views that he isn't about to get off the board because he can't get off. He would love to have us fire him and is trying to push us to fire him. But to the extent we can guide the board, we should push them to be very firm but very fair, make no bones about it. They should be, you know, right, or not be cowed by me or anything else. But then you get to the plan of what you hope. I totally agree that the president must stay out of this whole thing.
Fortunately, I've got anything to say by next Tuesday.
And even if you get to it then,
we may not want to do that. If this thing is, we'll have to play that very much here. That's why I'm going to keep our options very much open.
He's kind of puts it that others, some of the rest of us, lesser ones, should keep touching up the meaning,
which I know is
a little bit from time to time. Should touch it up. He says, prick him once in a while, just carefully, but so people don't forget. And we've got a good issue here. We don't want people to forget. But we don't want the appearance of personal pique at all. The president should take no action because it could then be pushed back as being that he's mad at meaning for kicking around or something.
And I was thinking it's a personal pique thing. Where I stopped and talked with some American students and all that. If that could have been that shooting, which I suppose it was, but it's not wasn't done.
Stop and talk with engineering cars, whatever. There's a tiny little chat. They make the point that it is in our interest to keep meaning hostile. So we should keep touching it up a little bit from time to other strength.
Well, he'll be hostile.
And that we should not deal with meaning's office and all that. I mean, we shouldn't do any of the nice courtesy things that we've done for
no more.
We turn all that off. Then the question of if meaning does pull off, which they think is a possibility, an immediate possibility, and probably a probability in the not too long range, next 30 to 60 days. But if he pulls off the board and resigns, but if he does it as without action by the AFL Council, then the first step should be immediately a letter to the AFL Executive Council asking them to name a replacement for me. Of course, they won't do it. They turned down. Or if the action is taken with the council's concurrence, then you move immediately and they'll put the plan together because they feel strongly it should be immediate. But the action should be taken right within hour.
Also, I have to bear in mind what I said at that time. I know exactly what
I can do. Exactly is if you move immediately to suspend the labor and business members of the pay board. If the remaining labor members and all the business members, and you continue the pay board with the public members only, you go on the basis that the key is to avoid the appearance in any way of the system not working or of there being any problem. You want to maintain certainty and
public members and officially not guidelines.
and the public members lay down guidelines, you retain the sanctions. So Schultz argued that you should at the same time remove the sanctions. Conley argued definitely not, that you should keep the sanctions. First of all, you can't remove them by, except by, I mean, they're there in the law, so they're there. That's why the Schultz want you to remove the sanctions. Because he's anxious to decontrol as fast as you can. But the general agreement was you do want to decontrol off-load. You do want to decontrol, but the way you want to do it, as Rumsfeld suggested, is by changing the tiers within which you work. In other words, you exempt larger segments of the economy from the control. So you exempt one various classes of businesses or operations from the controls and so on. As they work, working towards a point, hopefully, where sometime, maybe as early as April of next year, especially if the economic stabilization act doesn't get renewed, but at some point, April, May, June, July, August, that you might be able to say, the whole thing's worked. We've got things back in pretty good shape now. We're going to remove the sanctions. We're going to remove the basic control thing. We may keep a board or something like that in a review board capacity or may not. But I work towards something that it gives you an end of total control kind of thing. But to work to it gradually, that you can feel that as you go along, decompress gradually rather than any big step. And that's one of the words of the option.
But did you consider the option, or did they consider the option of dumping the whole damn thing out?
Yes.
Another freeze on.
Yes. And yeah, because there's a whole horrendous bunch of problems involved in that that hurt you. And now everybody's making plans on a different basis, and you catch them with a new freeze with their pants down. And also, a lot of freeze later on. Maybe so. And that's a possibility, but not announced.
Not announced.
One suggestion was that you should announce that you should say you may go back to one later, but that would be a bad idea. And the other job was just a great offset of the bill. It was by 5249. And that chief security working his ass off. Wouldn't that be charging as much? So,
yeah. Of course, if it's 5249, it could be then.
sense, because you get the trends right in that.
Well, indeed, I tell you, when I was just the draw, I was just one of the things to go in the right direction.
You want it then when it gets lost, or you want to wait till Congress is done and put it out? They won't see it. You know, you got to shove it down their throats. It's hard to do.
Put it out on Monday for Tuesday release.
Yeah.
Or put it out Sunday for Monday release.
Yeah, that'll be back Monday.
Yeah. I think for Monday release is not a bad time. Yeah. All right, fine, let's get on. I'm sorry. Tell the whole thing.
want to know your return on that, which gets you where you're at.
I can sort of do it at the end of the year. Draw working for that. Sorry, is it too late for you?
You can do it around,
be nice around Christmas.
Yeah, if we could get it started, get it done. Problem is when you're gonna do it.
Maybe he doesn't think it's the right thing to do, or this is kind of field work, he's got a pretty good job. I just have a problem, I'm not pressing it, I can't. It may be that, maybe he doesn't feel, we set it up tomorrow.
Yes, just the two senators.
Senators.
And Clark.
What are?
Clark. And they're both on.
Oh, it would be useful if they had. Whenever we had the old bathroom for breakfast, it's a headache. Well, I think you come up with about the best way to handle it.
What else they feel that I think makes sense is to maintain a very, kind of even keel, know exactly what you're doing. So later drops off, so it's good. You don't say, well,
we count on a great majority of American labor always in the world of construction trades and the others in the retail sales and the
sanctions. And pay for it as it's possible. I mean, the public members adding maybe two more or four more or something.
No.
The problem there is you got. The bigger boards are more of a problem, the more you get, the more problem they are.
Oh, sure it is. Getting back to your Roper question that you asked, what, you wonder what really can change that, don't you? It's a, that's a very fundamental problem. And it's just, as you say, hasn't changed God in it.
Come through this year. And three different poll organizations,
same answer,
all get the thing. It's just astonishing that they get that identical answer, really. That's the kind of thing that wouldn't change very rapidly. I mean, everybody, people out with it, it has to move. Either some overwhelming event has to happen or then, and the economy, I would think, has to be the biggest part of that.
I think you're right.
People have to think.
Bread and butter is a basic thing, trailing bills and everything.
But I would guess that Johnson disruption got them onto that track. The collapse, really, of the system.
Collapse of the system.
And then it just, nothing's happened since to really get it back.
I mean, it's really winding out the war and all that sort of thing.
We're working towards it, that there's, especially the way the media play it, the problems are still overwhelming.
And here's how much about it. It's probably the fact, basically, now that the media treatment is so negative that it's just hard to read it.
So that stays in for a long time. People learn to live with that, too. You just sort of expect things to be on the wrong track.
Things are going to get better and better, but this is going to get worse and worse. Not much worse and worse.
But you get into the whole problems of the city's business, the crime problems, the rape, dope,
kids. There is now what the plan is that I should meet with this group. I probably should
have caught me in the morning.
I think that's good. I
get the whole morning set for that, so you can take whatever time you want and then add the others if you want.
I haven't caught me in for a while. Is that meeting with a person discussing this or just general things?
That was, you wanted to meet with Conley today. We moved
did it tomorrow, so we've got express coverage today, which shows. International economic,
I'll talk about that with him.
And he wanted Chelsea for part of that meeting, so he.
I'll have him in first, and I'll say I'll bring him there, because he wants.
And he's meeting, as you know, with Schultz and Kissinger right now, but I think to get wrapped up on that.
He usually is something, he said, let's touch him up again, keep in touch.
Keep in touch that well. But if there's somebody who's really, but he doesn't have to resign tonight just because I kicked him today, he'll have that opportunity for him in the future. I'll kick him anytime he kicks somebody.
Well, Kelsey doesn't worry about me, he's being good.
No, no, he's delighted.
My God, you got me in the service.
No, no, oh, he wasn't worried at all, we should be good. Wasn't worried at all.
As of tomorrow, we will pass the 3-year mark. What I meant is we'll be, we'll have been up in office the day of the candidate.
22nd, today was the day. That's right. During he was at this one.
A traumatic experience. No, no. His opinion rating at that point was still 56.
56
at the end. And only 27 or 8 negative. So we're about 52, we should say.
Harris had a little lower than that. Harris, I know Gallo was either 56 or 7. It's 56, I'm almost sure.
I think it's 57 now, the last one.
That's 59, as a matter of fact.
No, there's
57, then there's a 59.
59 after that? After the 57. Mm-hmm. That was it then. So he was doing pretty well. After 3 years. But of course, he started in August.
In January of that last year, he was at 76.
Yeah.
Went to 70, 66, 66, 64, 65, 61, 61, 62, 57, 59.
My recollection is there was one act that I don't think it reflected there. And that thing, that there was something. 56 or something. It isn't that, this I know I've seen it. I'll be writing the whole history right back to the Kevin, you know. They're all.
He used to go today when the announcement was about the
same price. He did, yeah. 8 years ago. Is that right?
It's 8 years ago today, it's the assassination.
Oh, yeah. Ron was shot.
Who's thinking about that? He's doing his press conference on the anniversary of the day.
How bad did he hurt?
Apparently pretty badly. He had, I think, just in his arm. But he was in the hospital a while.
This finished the fight. He would have lost. Too bad. Also, it's the leadership there.
It is good. It's a...
Oh, yeah, Mike had a kiss of that song.
Good. I'll get in the choir sheet there.
But nobody else is there. Just choir. We replaced some great battles around here in this past 3 years. But we have a share. But get ahead at this point of Vietnam without tsunami out there.
That's amazing.
It really is. Hell of an achievement. Well, Bob, you consider the advantage we take.
Well, look back 2 years to November of 69.
Right.
Attack.
Yeah, I mean, so it's the Indians claim it is no one big and actually it is.
But, see you for 15 minutes.
county insurance.